I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Sean.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Joel.
Gentlemen, How Good's Footy.
Tom, you have the floor. Yours is the only opinion that matters. This well,
to quote you last week,
you have the floor, Tom. Don't waste it.
Sean, to quote you last week,
rare.
Boys, get on my back. I'm taking you to the promised land. That's how good it is.
That's about the most arrogant thing I could have imagined coming from his mouth. I thought there was going to be a beautiful
Sean
quote or something. Wow,
Sean,
that is like kicking a man,
Sean,
when he's already in hell.
I will say. Off mic, just before we started recording, Tom was organizing grand final tickets for us.
I'm literally taking you to the promised land.
So I'll you know what? Play you know on. What?
I misread it.
Not 15, play on.
I thought only of myself in that moment.
And Sean,
not the context of what is happening in the future.
And Sean, I will say this too.
Maybe that's the lesson.
I will say this as well, Sean.
Yes.
Football is good, but you know what is better? Friendship.
Yeah, I suppose there's some accuracy in that.
Absolutely. So, How Good's Footy this week for you, Tom?
Yeah.
Pretty close to 100%. You did not win in the women's.
No, didn't.
But you do have Georgie Prasparkas on your team.
Which I have a report on Georgie Prasparkas. So, a friend of mine was at the Geelong Open training today.
I got a stat too, which I'm sure you already know, but please continue.
Tried to buy a Georgie Prasparkas badge. Sold out.
Two
of the AFLW Cats badges sold out. Prasparkas 1, Morrison 2. Love that. So love that.
Have you got them at work?
Not at my work, no, because they only have the games, teams that have played there.
I was at a Magic Time venue yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't see any Brisbane badges for sale. I only saw Melbourne merchandise. Pretty hard to get in Brisbane.
I was
loving all the Dwyer.
Order online.
I'll have to have a look. I've never seen them on the Brisbane Shop website, but
they would exist.
Well, they'd have to, for sure.
I reckon we had them that prelim final. I reckon they were outlets selling stuff. Or it might have just been Melbourne stuff and the Brisbane stuff was somewhere else. I don't know.
I'll do some research.
I went to an Essendon home game, and it was against Richmond. Didn't see any Richmond badges, but there was plenty of Essendon ones, and plenty of Essendon ones sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, but yeah, I loaded up on badges, and it's good to have.
I loaded up on a badge this week too.
You loaded up on a single badge?
I bought a singular badge to go with my two badges. I now have a triangle of badges, and I think by the time Saturday rolls around, I might have a fourth.
Jesus.
I bought nothing.
Mm.
Quite fitting, because it matches what is inside my heart.
Well, look, let's start with the men's prelim finals. Friday night.
Boys, yeah.
Not a lot to say. Brisbane, unfortunately, got outplayed by...
Outplayed? It's more words that I would use.
That's one word.
I don't even know. You're looking at a broken man, Tom. I don't know what to say. I will say this. You know what? No, I don't even have any words. Brisbane are disgusting.
Mm,
it was a disgusting effort in a prelim final. This will sound harsh, but I don't really care about the whole, oh, but, you know, no one expected them to win finals. They won two. Listen to what that statement sounds like if you're a Brisbane fan. No one expected you to win finals. Is that what you expected at the start of the year? Disgusting. When they do the review,
yep.
I hope it starts round 23, annihilation from Melbourne.
Yep.
I just don't know. Got very lucky against Richmond and then beat a bad team, Melbourne. There's only three good teams this year.
Yep.
That's clear, I think.
Who's the third?
Collingwood.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I would say there's two good teams and one arse team. You know what? I'm going to be fair to Collingwood for the first time in my life. Mm. And this is going to disgust me. They're a solid team. They're nowhere near as good as Geelong and Sydney, but they perform under pressure better than any club probably in the last 15 years.
They never give up.
Yeah.
And there's, yeah.
There's merit in that.
15 other club supporters who wish that that was the attitude of it.
Yes.
For real. Like,
well, yeah, because yeah.
I've been through a lot of shit Brisbane years.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of games where they literally, from start to finish, do not give you a reason to stand up.
Yep.
And even believe that a win is going to happen. And that was Friday night. That was one of those again. I want to add one more thing.
Uh-huh.
And that is Thomas.
Yes, Sean.
I don't want you to feel like you can't celebrate very enthusiastically, because you absolutely can. Your team's awesome.
Thank you, Sean.
Yep. We had a beer after the game.
We did. Yeah, I got the second best hug I had that day. At that. Actually,
there you go. What's the best hug?
I hugged my mum on the siren.
Fair enough.
I hugged his whole family, Joel.
Whoa.
Yeah. I got a Terrence hug.
Jesus.
My mum called him son.
She called me son.
Fuck.
And how can you sit there in despair when you have beautiful people like that?
Yeah.
What can man do against such reckless hate? He can be called son and hug his parents.
Right out to meet it, Sean.
That's right.
Right out to meet
That's
it.
That's insane yeah. that, like, Brisbane lost, but you got a new mum.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a new family, it seems like. You're already in a Reed Brothers group chat.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. Makes the non-wedding invitation even more baffling. But, I mean, there is a decision to be made about who to support this week. And, I mean, Joel, how can I fight that? How can I fight family?
Yeah, that's fair. Well, if we're not fighting family, Sean, there is
You go for the Swans. I know this. You wore that beanie that time.
Wore a scarf.
I've actually got a Where's Wally beanie.
That dangerous.
Sydney.
Yeah.
Colored.
You're going to wear that fucking Carlton scarf again, aren't you?
For Vossi.
Tom, though, you have the floor. Geelong, very impressive.
Tom, it was... See, when I was watching it, I didn't even feel like Brisbane was shit. It was just like...
Oh, no, they're shit.
Okay, look, we will...
What have I said all year?
No, I know.
Brisbane played like a top six team, and that top six team came up against the best team of the year.
Yes. I was going to say...
And got annihilated.
Geelong played like a team that were leagues above everyone else.
Yeah. They had coaches that had plans, backup plans.
Plans now, within plans.
Remember when Geelong were no plan B?
Yeah.
Brisbane are Geelong now.
Oh, Jesus. That's a bad place to be.
Oh, you got to get some plans.
Brisbane are Geelong, Essendon are North Melbourne. It's fucked.
The window's back open. Up is down.
it's the window has been ripped open emphatically this year. This team played on Friday night, and I was really nervous going into Friday because I've been to a lot of prelim finals that Geelong have shit the bed in, and Brisbane came, like, we've had, I think, a few where we've started strong and then a team just run over the top of us, and I'm thinking Brisbane have done that. I've been to the ones where we don't start well and we just play catch up and we can't get anywhere near it. So I was very nervous going in, and in previous years, Paddy Dangerfield sprays that out on the full, right? He goes back and kicks this, and I'm like, I think we're fucking on. I didn't think we're on. Like, well, I wasn't like, we're going to win. I just thought, all right, Danger's on, so he's going to play really well. Let's see if everyone goes with him. And they fucking did. It was...
Even players that started shit, Tom Hawkins, came home strong. Tom Hawkins.
Yeah. What I loved the most, though, is, boys, there's nothing that I think infuriates me as a supporter and you guys as supporters is when people shit on their own players, like supporters shit on their own players. Yep. And there are three players who are...
I would never.
No. I guess what I mean, though, is in
I'm allowed to make fun of Ryan Lester.
Yes.
But when he puts that jumper on, I occasionally believe.
What about Dean Zorko?
What? Still hate him. I'm sorry to cut in on John.
That's okay. No.
Do have the floor. If I could question. Take the floor for 10 seconds. Frustratingly, Zorko had a bad game, by the way. A terrible game. He wasn't alone. He has said that he will put his hand up to be captain again next year, and it'll be a player's vote. So that sickens me to my core.
Yeah. Well, player's vote, though. Well, I mean, that means it can go real bad for...
I don't know. I've heard the players will probably vote him back in. Depends who you listen to. Other people have been like, oh, no, there's a bit of tension, but...
Well, that's fun. Actually, now that I think
Joel,
about it.
Joel, I mean, Brisbane have been up for 4 years now.
Yeah.
And Chris Fagan often just talks about how we're going to learn from this, and they never seem to learn anything. So if I'm a betting man,
yep,
Dan Zorko will be the captain next year.
Jesus. Captain until 2026.
We shall wait and see.
Tom?
Yes. So players that are maligned that often get criticised, and one of the most frustrating things is it's when it's someone criticising a player and shows they have a clear understanding of A, how the game works, or B, what that player's role is. So a lot of hate comes directed at Grime Myers and a lot of hate towards Jake Colajasny. People don't understand that the reason they play Colajasny, particularly against the Lions, is that there are three talls and that Colajasny this year has been playing really well and he's being encouraged to play on more. Mm-hmm. So that means he's occasionally going to make a mistake because he's being told, no, run and carry.
Yep.
So he might get caught every now and again, but I think his improvement's been great. He's one of my favourites.
How'd your three talls go, Sean?
I have a lot of respect for Eric Hipwood. I think he didn't stop trying. I thought his first half was pretty poor, but he fought it out and had a good fourth quarter.
Other two talls?
Dan McStay had maybe the worst game I've ever seen him play in his entire career, and it wouldn't shock me if he was wearing a Collingwood jumper underneath his Brisbane jumper.
Yep.
Infuriating.
Yep.
For a man that I've believed in so much for so long, it hurt to watch that. Joe Danaher, terrible.
Yeah.
Like, frankly, just non-competitive, lazy, what I've come to expect from him.
Yep.
So
Josh Dunkley probably replacing Dan McStay, though.
Yeah, would love to see that.
It's been announced today that that's what he hopes to happen.
I hope they get Jack Gunston in to replace McStay. That would be awesome.
Jack Gunston?
Jack Gunston's been talked about with Brisbane for ages. They've offered him, yeah, I think they've offered him a deal.
Well, Josh Dunkley today, at time of recording, was like, I want to go to Brisbane. Yes, official press statement.
5 or 6 year deal, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty good.
Yep.
You'll take that.
Yep.
And it'll be good to see if a team is able to get that trade done, unlike another fuckhead team.
So, and then obviously the other player, Grime Myers. Now, Myers cops a lot of flack from people who don't understand. They're like, he's only had like 5 touches and whatever. It's like, his role is to play high half forward. And they're like, they should be bringing in this player or this player. Why isn't Cooper Stevens playing instead of Myers? Because Cooper Stevens is an inside mid. And so for Cooper Stevens to come in, one of Dangerfield or Selwood or Atkins or Guthrie has to go out, right?
I don't need Cooper Stevens to play right now. Fantasy season's over.
Right. So Myers, though, plays that hard role, that high half forward role that is often you can get no touches, but it's all about pressure and carry. He was the highest rated player on the ground on Friday night. He was so fucking good on Friday. And I just sat there and I felt like I was the embodiment of the vindication gif from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
How was the run?
Oh, the run and carry, the speed. Mm. I reckon he's had a bit of running training off season.
I heard Gary Lyon talking on radio this morning, and he sounded like he had an erection on the radio.
He loves
talking them. About the running capacity of Myers.
He loves those guys.
A hell of a running coach, I'll tell you what.
Covering a lot of ground,
Tom,
delivering some beautiful kicks, yes.
Got a bit of an insight about Myers.
Yes.
And you may have heard this story. My source will be revealed at the end of the story.
Yep, I reckon I've heard this story. Go on.
So I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday. Myers playing a lot of Fortnite.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I have heard this story.
Mm. And no matter how hard he tried, couldn't stop finishing third.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
I reckon that there was maybe motivation there, Tom.
Yep.
He couldn't get higher than third in Fortnite, but in AFL.
Best on ground.
Could step above third.
Did they do coaches' votes?
Yeah, he came.
Did he come third in the coaches' votes?
He came second in the coaches' votes behind Dangerfield.
One step up. Oh, fuck.
Hey,
you Norm know what Smith. That means for next year? Grime Myers, Norm Smith would.
He was absolutely
third
awesome
in the Norm
though.
Smith.
Third in the Norm Smith.
Yeah. He was unreal. Some of those kicks into Hawkins were unbelievable. Mm. There was a pass that he did. Hawkins missed the shot, but there was a pass that he did where he kicked it. And it to curve so that it was always in front of Hawk, and so Andrews couldn't get anywhere near it. And Andrews had done a really good job up to that point on Hawkins, I thought, in that first half. But yeah, just watching our back line, the run and carry, the speed, the fact that the game, the result was set sort of midway through the fourth quarter, but players are still running into packs hard.
Yeah.
There was a passage of play where we went from end to end with about four or five handballs and Brad Close kicked a goal, and it was like we were 10 goals up, but they were still running flat out. Tyson Stengel is going from being a delisted no man's land player mm-hmm. to playing in the grand final. Mm-hmm. Like, that's awesome. And yep. I'm so happy for him. I love this team. I love footy. It was so fucking good. I'm sorry, Sean, that it had to be one of us, that it couldn't be both of us here. But look, I'm really proud of them. I'm really excited. Crazy stat. So Geelong, they measure stats in different things. Geelong are the number one team from scoring off turnovers in the yep. league. So normally, if you're contending for a finals, you're either one in one of these two areas. You're either number one for scoring
yep.
off turnover or number one for stopping scoring off turnover.
Yep.
Geelong are one in both categories. No one's ever been one in both categories for ages. Geelong's...
no one's ever been it for ages.
I think it's like, I think you've got to go back a year? Quite far.
No.
2 years.
2 years.
yep.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah. It was a different game.
Yeah.
Geelong's defensive efforts off turnover, we are the stingiest team off turnover in the history of the comp.
I don't know why you don't stick with just passion, Tom. Stats are not your strongest area.
That's a good stat, though. That's a good stat.
But yeah, congratulations.
Fucking love everybody. Zach Guthrie kicked the last goal of the game. That's another redemption from a whipping boy, too, that's been really nice this year to see.
He sealed it.
Final goal in a dead game.
yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a good
playing
vibe.
Against 22 witches hats. Fantastic stuff.
And it was...
Good, yeah, congratulations, Tom, and congratulations on all of us going to the grand final.
Grand final, baby.
Yep. Who will we barrack for? Time will tell.
Time will tell.
Well, I know who you're going to barrack for.
Yeah.
Sydney. I'm a bit concerned about you.
It's good. Yeah, also could be Sydney.
Just because I need to say something. Sean.
Jesus Christ.
My mum called you son.
This is true.
Are you going to look her in the eyes like her actual son did and betray her and barrack for an interstate side?
The Jacob Reed special.
hate the VFL.
So it was interesting. I did hear.
And Jeremy Cameron and Gary Rowan.
I did hear someone Dane saying.
Look, we got a lot. Just to put it out there, for anyone who's not sure who to bag for in the grand final,
just ask yourself, do you like pies?
Do you like pies? Because during the Brownlow broadcast, which was last night, congratulations to Patrick Cripps. You do not deserve it. You should have been reported. Seemed like a nice guy. And I understand that it probably wasn't your intention to kill Archie, but you did. Shouldn't have been playing.
You polled in a game you probably should have been ineligible in.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But during that broadcast,
I wanted a tie so fucking bad. Damn. I wanted eight guys up there.
Whatever.
Just as many guys as possible.
Oh.
Michael Voss did look very proud, though.
Why wouldn't he?
But like, it was like genuine, not just like, oh yeah, well done. He was like, yes, like real,
another,
like
another son out there in the world dominating.
Yeah.
Paddy Cripps, Sean Carney.
But yeah, they did a special on Buddy's 1,000th goal.
Yep.
And they put together
so good.
They put together a little package of just interviewing the Sydney players that were on the ground when it happened. And just like there was a lot of mayhem. Every single player, it turns out, had different thoughts going through their head. And it was just hectic. So obviously we knew about the two players, which was Ollie Florent and Chad Warner.
I think
ended up outside.
My favorite one is the Nick Blakey, Callum Mills, and I want to say Isaac Heaney getting stuck on that little fucking plinth in the middle of nowhere and not being able to get off. That was good. And they're just standing there like three grown adult sons lost at a theme park. Big fan.
On the bench, there was players that wanted to run on but didn't know if they ran on if
the game
would be fucked.
I think Josh Kennedy.
Josh Kennedy. Yeah. And apparently before the goal was kicked, they could sense it was happening and they were trying to get a rotation happening. Luke Parker, I think, was one of them too.
Yeah.
There was another Sydney player that tried to run into the crowd and then just immediately got toppled over and people were trying to take his boots.
The incredible thing there too is you can watch the slow motion. He's charging in to kick it.
People are on the ground.
People are already on. Imagine if he shanked it.
People are running in with him to kick it. Like, as in, like...
It would have been chaos because there was already probably 100 people on the ground.
I wish
he'd missed.
Also...
This would have been insane.
It would have been great.
Because then what do you do?
What do you do? You like, you run out towards them and then go, fuck, what? Oh, and then just chaos.
Yeah, because this SCG would have been licking their lips. Imagine the $10,000 fines that would issue.
Imagine that happens, right? He misses. There's chaos. Geelong just run the ball down the other end and just keep scoring.
Get it back.
Irish, he missed. They all charge at him anyway. They don't know what to do. And in anger, he just starts bashing it.
I missed. You ruined it.
But
Dane Rampy.
Dane Rampy, who was on the field, I wouldn't say friend based on the story, but an acquaintance, came onto the field and was like, mate, well done. This is crazy. Do you want a beer? And Dane Rampy was like, oh, mate, I'd love a beer. But the big man's 20 meters over there and he'll kill me. And he was like, all right, well.
Big man horse.
Big man horse.
Because it could have been Buddy because they're both big men.
No, it was horse. At this point, Buddy was probably already drinking beers.
Yeah, yeah.
Dane Rampy was like, nah, I can't. And then the guy was like, what about a pie?
Mm.
And Rampy was like, oh, I'd love a pie. And then the Brownlow broadcast just put up an image where they'd highlighted Dane Rampy, and you can see him just in the corner of this photo just eating a pie.
Dane Rampy is one of the strangest cats in footy, and I love him, and I love it.
He's always doing something cool.
He's such a strange man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Sydney, hectic, and just quickly on the Brownlow while it's up, Western Bulldogs, huge, huge effort during the Brownlow broadcast.
Speed dealers.
For some reason, they thought it would be funny to just keep putting on sunglasses when the camera cut to them. So Libba did it, funny.
Aaron Norton did it,
Aaron
funny.
Aaron Norton did it, funny.
The moment you knew the joke had reached its peak, though, was when Bont put the sunnies on.
There was like, and
they... Libba, that's not surprising.
No.
But the minute Bont put them on, it was like, oh, we're on.
And it was a really long shot of Bont, and he wasn't wearing them. So the camera cut to him when he got three votes, and they clearly decided the players that were going to, like, when they scored three votes to put the sunglasses on, because it happened anytime any of them got the three votes, they were just like, bang. So they caught, so Bont was looking directly down the like barrel of the camera, just grabbed sunglasses and then just sat there smiling to themselves as the camera just pulled tighter and tighter on his face. It was good stuff. Jeremy Cameron was eating watermelon with a fork. Didn't know he was on camera. I was like, whoa. The Richmond Football Club decided that they were going to get around Liam Baker.
Oh, in a massive way.
Anytime he got any votes, which wasn't very often, they were just losing their minds.
Jess Cameron was Geelong's highest vote getter, which is not surprising at all. He's probably going to win our best and fairest.
That was predicted.
He'll
up until about round 16, 2 meter Peter was our highest vote getter.
Well, Zach Merritt had two votes, and then after round 16 went psycho.
Yeah,
a bit like that game where he had like six touches or something, and then went psycho.
Yeah,
the
second half,
140 point game.
Yep.
Against North, where he went from 36 to 174.
And, of course, the other awards of the night, Draper won Goal of the Year, as he should.
Yeah.
Georgiatis won Mark of the Year, which was...
That was a lame mark.
Not a big mark.
A shit mark.
Joel Selwood, great speech. Big-time speech.
I didn't watch the Brownlow until there was about five rounds ago.
I forgot to mention, Joel Selwood, on Saturday, will break the record for the most finals played by a player. 40.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Massive.
Anyway.
It's fucked how many records he's broken just this season. Mm. It's crazy shit.
Yeah. Let's get
Must
into...
be nice having a good captain.
It is. I'm sorry, Sean.
Oh, actually, my captain announced Oz Kicker of the Year. Pretty good stuff seeing Heppel and a child on stage together.
Mm. Heppel loved it too.
Yeah, Heppel, I reckon he's going to step out of, I don't know why Goldcrest are bothering offering him a coaching role. He clearly is ready for TV.
Yeah. Get him on one of those like kids talk back kind of shows. Just send him into playgrounds.
Get him on the footy.
Oh, but only interviewing kids. In the crowd.
Is he a dumb cunt? I don't know, Heppel.
No. He's really switched on.
Get him to do the halftime, the Oz Kick interviews.
Yeah, that's a good role for him.
Just quickly, while we're speaking of dumb cunts in commentary, someone might not be in commentary anymore.
Well, not might. He's gone, mate.
Yeah.
See you later.
Winkery gone. Big victory for footy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Another big victory for
footy. We did it.
Sydney beat Collingwood by a point.
Huge result. Psycho fucking game.
I'd rather lose by 71 points.
Especially.
Seriously. No, I would
for
too.
Real, yeah.
Yeah, because you get used to it.
You got the whole game to get used to it.
And one point, you're alive until you're not.
Yeah. Well, they were alive.
You fully believe with your entire heart. It's soul destroying.
So
there was a point where they were six goals up, I think, during the third quarter.
Yeah, so 36 points was the match high.
And I think, Sean, you sent a message to the group chat that just said, put a fork in them.
Yeah, and what, man.
You were right.
Hey, I was right.
To check whether they were cooked, and then we just had to put another fork in them with a minute to go to make sure that the oven had
I stood by it.
Cooked them all the way through.
I always believed.
When that ball spilled into the goal square, I honestly thought they were going to pull this out of their ass and someone's foot would touch the ball and we'd go through.
Sydney just 10 seconds before that, Degoe should have been done cold for holding the ball.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Dived on and dragged it in.
Yeah. How much time do you want, mate?
And
Stasevich wants that amount of time on Friday night.
Blakey.
Yeah, get fucked, Stengel.
He's a good boy.
No.
He's a good boy.
He can get fucked.
He's a good boy, Sean.
I'm going for Sydney. Paddy McCartan, baby.
Oh, I mean, love that story.
Great
That's
story.
Two delisted free agents now playing in the grand final.
Yeah, one story's better than the other.
Choose your own adventure.
Sydney.
What I love, though, about that.
Playing together in a grand final.
I'd love to see that.
Zach Guthrie, Cam Guthrie, brothers playing together in a grand final.
Don't care much about that. They're going to have to be sold on stories, Tom.
I know you will, Sean.
Paddy
Dangerfield would love to see him win a grand final. I think he deserves it.
Be pretty good.
Lance Franklin, win one at Sydney.
Oh.
End of the contract on a high.
Oh.
What about Joel Selwood retiring as premiership captain?
He's had three premierships, though.
Imagine if he had four.
Four would be juicy. Will he retire? That's the question.
If he wins, I think he will. It feels like this
Do I want
season...
to see Jeremy Cameron win a premiership? Gary Rowan win a premiership? Not really. Not at all.
It's tricky. Do you want to see what happens in the week after Tom Papley wins a grand final?
I saw Chad Warner pretend to drink a lot of beers at the Brownlow last night. I'd like to see him on grand final.
just on Chad Warner.
Callum Mills too. Seems like a good boy.
Yeah.
Seems like a good boy. Callum Mills.
Lots of good boys at Sydney, in fact.
Callum Mills is the hero of that moment. He's the guy who puts the ball into the thing. But the hero of the moment is Nick Blakey. So when Degoe dives on it and should be pinged, Blakey's coming at him 150 miles an hour.
Yep.
If he hits Degoe as he's coming towards him, he does the calculations that Paddy Cripps is apparently incapable of doing and goes, I need to tackle him in such a way that I need to now contort my body and slow down, because if I hit him like this, he'll get a free kick for high.
Clever.
And he's going to kick a goal. If I can get him like this, I'll get him for holding the ball. Now, Blakey wasn't rewarded, but he should have been.
Clever.
That is a clever tackle from the Lizard.
When you're fatigued as well.
Yeah. Right?
Powerful stuff.
A lot of tired bodies out there by the end of this, which does worry me about the grand final.
Yeah. So does Sam Reed potentially not playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd go so far as to say without him, Geelong win.
Well, Sam Reed could do a Lazarus.
More belief. And will Sam Reed do a Lazarus is also worth exploring.
Like Mitch Holmes doing a Lazarus, he's going to play.
Well, you don't know that yet.
You know where he was in? You know where he was in today? The hyperbaric chamber.
Well, I've heard a lot about that. You only ever hear about the grand final week. Of that in grand final week. Get stocks on that heading into September.
The hyperbaric chamber. Anytime I hear that, I just think of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
You go in, you train for 30 years, but it's been 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then you come out and you can go Super Saiyan. So, boys, there's a chance that Max Holmes will take a mark and his hair will go blonde.
Oh, I just want to quickly point out while we're talking about this, and then we'll move on to the women's. Daisy Pierce was asked about Joel Selwood and if he's got another year in him. And then one commentator was like, Daisy, do you think Joel Selwood's got another season in him? The other commentator was like, keeping in mind that you're one day younger than him. And she was just like, yeah, he could play all year.
Sean, I'm going to assume, have not watched the game.
Which game?
The one from Friday night.
Oh, why would I?
No. So I've watched highlights and I've rewatched it.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
I was there and saw it. Sean, I think you'll be glad you were there, because if you had to listen to that commentary, they don't know the players.
The Brisbane players?
Geelong players as well. Neither player.
That's weird, because you've had the same team for 10 years.
Here's the thing that's crazy. At one point, Brayshaw is calling Stengel close. Close wears long sleeves fucking week.
Yeah, I know. I remember that. That was like, yeah, because
what the
Stengel
fuck?
kicks a goal. Yeah. Anyway.
There was another passage of play where I think he called Gardner Rich.
Tom?
Crazy.
Kills
the
him.
Floor is no longer yours. Sorry. Shut the fuck up. Sorry. It's women's footy time. Tom?
Yes.
Before your win, you unfortunately suffered a loss.
Yes.
But Georgie Presbarkas became the youngest ever AFLW player to get 30-plus touches in a game.
Boy, she's incredible. Chloe Shearer also took contender for Mark of the Year, an absolute ripper contested mark. Check it out. Vote for it. I was worried some history books were going to need to be opened, but we fought back and played more like Geelong in the second half, but unfortunately we'd let North just get away with a few easy looks and they'd scored.
North are a good team.
North are a good team.
That's why I tipped them.
And yeah, that's why I tipped them too.
I didn't, obviously.
Well, I tipped them in, look, I'm in two tipping competitions. Yeah. Yes. I made.
Tom, however.
Can I?
Tipped with his entire brain.
Can I just pause, though?
What'd you get? Four.
Four.
Out of nine.
Yes.
I got three.
I got eight.
Jesus. Yeah. Blew us away.
I've got to ask, though.
Yeah.
You tipped West Coast to beat the Giants.
No, that's the one I got wrong.
Oh.
Eight out of nine.
You didn't tip the Saints against Gold Coast?
No, of course not.
The Saints have been
never
really
trust
good.
The Saints.
I don't trust Nick Del Santo, mate.
I should have listened.
And yeah, I didn't tip Geelong or Essendon.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I get
neither
it.
Team won.
And so I got the Brisbane bump because no one was after that either.
No. Idiots.
I was.
Well, good for you. Yeah. I respect that.
I love the Brisbane bump.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hope one day you get a Geelong one.
I sometimes get a Geelong ramp. Yep. I got one against Richmond.
I hope you get
sure.
a proper bump.
Me too, mate.
Me too.
Would anyway, be good to get this one on Friday night.
Double, imagine that.
West
Terrence
Coast.
Terrence would have gone home. Actually, no, he didn't go home. But whew, imagine the roast, Tom.
The roast would have been good. The roast would have been very good.
Who are you playing next week?
We've got this Thursday. We play St. Kilda at GMHBA.
Jesus.
Win.
Imagine that and premiership.
I think I'd have
having
the biggest,
roast for weeks.
I reckon we would be. We'd be dining out.
I just 6 months of roast. Take this opportunity to thank the Queen for dying because now we've got two Thursday day games because it's a public holiday.
Where?
GMHBA Stadium at 5:10.
A bit far.
And this one's a little bit further because the showdown at Optus Stadium is at 3 p.m. on Thursday.
Oh, when you said showdown, I thought the Adelaide game.
No, the oh sorry,
you mean the derby,
the derby,
yeah, the I don't know how to say it.
It's the derby here for some reason.
Oh, I can't remember. VFL, I don't care. Is that right?
Yeah,
derby. Anyway,
hey, you can't say W without two V's.
Yeah, I'll be honest, it's a who cares cup anyway.
Wow,
fuck off, Perth.
Whoa, no, fair enough.
Like
anyway,
the rest of Western Australia. Big fan.
Broome?
Big fan of Broome.
Yeah.
Margaret River. Oh. Go sick for Margaret River. Oh. What's another place in Broome? In Perth?
sand. Can't get enough of it.
Oh, Monkey it. Mire, yeah. Where the dolphins are.
Sand reminds me of the Wilson Storage Trevor Barker Memorial Beach. Oh.
Which an oval that unfortunately no games are currently. No.
Disgusting.
Rest in peace.
No. Oh. Do you know why there's no games there? Because they're filming Dune 2 there.
Oh, that makes sense. And look,
Timothy Chalamet is just running around.
I've been trying very hard to transition into this next game, but it is a game that no one's going to really care about. So I don't really have that much gusto. So I'm just going to quickly talk about
what is it?
It's the Giants Eagles game.
I didn't watch this.
The one that fucked everyone's tips.
Yeah, the one that fucked everyone's tips. The one that fucked a lot of Giants supporters' hearts.
Yeah, big time. A real shock.
Yeah, especially because they came out. Well, yeah, strong. They kicked 1-1 in the first quarter to Eagles two behinds, and then they decided, what if we don't kick any more score until the last quarter, and then we kick two behinds and lose?
It's just sad how shit the Giants are.
Yeah, it is sad.
Like, when are they gonna deliver?
Here's a good story that will lift everyone that listens to this podcast, I reckon.
Yep.
Yes.
On Saturday, while this was happening, no, actually it was Sunday, but it doesn't matter. On Sunday, VFL M Grand Final.
Yep.
Big result. KC Demons, they won. Here's some players that played for the KC Demons. Jake Melksham kicked four goals.
Helped him win a flag.
That's pretty good.
Joel Smith also played. Kicked a behind. Don't know what he was doing in the forward line.
Did someone else play in that premiership?
And someone potentially is going to retire.
Lock up your mums.
Directly after kicking two goals in a premiership.
Jesus.
Mitch Brown.
Kick two goals, one for every M in the word mum, his favourite team.
Get him on the show.
Can't have mum. Do you reckon he does that? He picks up mums by being like, can't have a mum without you and mum.
How come he's not on like big M ads?
Oh, he should be.
Yeah.
Just that mustache with milk on it,
oh.
Kissing everyone's mums.
But yeah, so.
Here's the ad. Sorry. Here's the ad. He rolls up to like school pickup, smashes the milk, walks up and just kisses every mum. And all these kids are like, I've got a new dad now. And all these dads are crying. And then he just kicks a goal.
Great. Enormous. Yeah. So congratulations.
Big M, call me.
To Congratulations to the KC Demons. Congratulations to Mitch Brown. He hasn't officially announced his retirement yet, but I think it's coming.
Yep. Pop up in a cash converter.
And congratulations to Big M on this beautiful ad campaign that we've just pitched you.
I've solved all your problems, Big M. I know you had none. I had a Big M yesterday, actually.
I bet you did.
Didn't touch the fucking sides. It was so good.
What flavor?
Yeah. Just cut chocolate.
Yeah,
classic chocolate. And
I might get one on the way home.
You know what? I think I am.
Thanks,
too.
Mitchie.
Yeah. Oh,
it's working already.
I want him in cash converters, and he goes there instead of grabbing the Xbox 360, he just grabs a mum off the shelf.
Yeah. Or like it looks like he's going to grab an Xbox, and then he like, yeah, like sell some candy.
No.
You could make this ad. You could reset the damage Petrarca's done.
Yep.
He goes to grab the Xbox. Instead, gets distracted by a mum, and a kid who needs that Xbox gets the Xbox.
Even better, he gets the Xbox, goes outside, and there's a mum and a kid, and he gives the kid an Xbox in order to impress the mum so he can take her out.
Gives a wink to the mum.
Yep.
Also, Big M, Big Mitch.
Big Mitch.
Oh,
it's writing itself.
Yeah,
this is good.
Mitch Brown. Come on the show. Yeah.
Mitch Brown, call us. We'll share you Big M.
So back to the women's. Saturday afternoon, the Suns got it done against the Saints. Yep. Fuck Nick Del Santo.
Love to see that.
Huge murder.
And yeah, like Gokris kicked 5-12, so this could have easily been 10 goals.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, the last time I will tip the Saints. I hadn't all the first 3 weeks of the year, and I felt vindicated. And then this week I was like, well, I'm going to get on them, I guess. Nah,
yep.
Never again.
It's worn off, the pixie dust.
And now, something that hasn't worn off.
Mm.
Port Adelaide.
Oh.
AFLW team had their first ever win, and I would say participated in their first ever murder.
Yeah. It was
68-2.
They annihilated. It was Aaron Phillips' 50th game. My brother has been asking the AFLW if it is possible for players to be nominated for the Rising Star more than once.
Yeah, because
Abby Dowrick and Hannah Ewing.
Aaron Phillips.
Aaron Phillips.
Yeah,
no, I think it's still an age range and a games played range. Yep. But Abby Dowrick and Hannah Ewing, fucking unbelievable. I've got to get the stat line up because
Dowrick.
We predicted this last week,
yeah,
when we were trying to do a little pep talk to the snake man. We said, don't worry, next week's the week.
Well, we did. We hit him with two things. We said, don't worry, next week's the week. Also, have you seen this article about Ebony O'Day?
Mm.
Oh, that was a great article.
In which she talks about how her favorite things are laying tackles and being tackled.
She was like,
watching tackles.
Yeah. She also won.
Who wrote that article? That wasn't a Gemma special, was it?
Wasn't a Gemma special. I think it might have been a Cato Halloran special.
Mm. It was a Gemma special on Greta Bodie.
Yeah.
Very good Gemma special on Greta Bodie.
Ebony
Very good
O'Day.
Gemma special on the entire Brisbane forward structure.
Fantastic, Red. I'm going to have to retweet that actually.
Yeah, good call. There's a couple of...
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks, Gemma.
Also, if you're listening to this episode on Wednesday, you know that we record on Monday. Happy birthday, Gemma.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy
now,
birthday,
out
Gemma.
Out of respect for that,
got a barrack for
Sydney.
Also, Gemma, look, we'll ask you before you hear this, but when you are hearing this, are you going to the grand final?
Are you coming on the show next week?
You coming
Come
on the show?
Whoa.
Gemma.
Busy schedule.
Busy. Very busy. So
email the show, tweet it, tweet Gemma, tell her to come on the show.
Come on the show. Happy birthday, Gemma. Come on How Good's Footy.
Yeah.
Sean.
Joel.
Would it be safe to say you're a fantasy man, an AFL fantasy man?
Of course.
So obviously the women's scores.
Someone crack 100?
Sean. Did someone crack 100?
Sean.
So you would say.
Don't tell me they cracked 110.
Sean.
Sean.
If I hear 120.
Sean.
Don't tell me it's 130.
A little bit more. 134.
How many tackles?
Abby Dowrick, 14 tackles, 24 touches, and a goal.
It's the fucking tackles.
But not to be outdone.
This is where balance helps you score.
Sean, a bit of not quite balance, but pretty good.
Yeah.
Yorston, one of ex-Brisbane, ex-Gold Coast.
Disciple
well.
Of Starcevich.
Yep. 15 disposals, 13 tackles. And then perfect balance, O'Day, who has said she loves tackles, 8 touches, 8 tackles.
Oh, I fucking love that.
She even said in that interview, I'm pretty sure, something about if I could have another tackle, like rather than getting a possession, I will do that every time.
Oh, yeah. Incredible. She said if you could get away from the, if you just like get rid of the ball in footy, she'd still want to play.
Yep.
And also
like,
said.
Hang on, so there's no ball.
Yeah, just tackle
just
each other.
Tackling.
Also has said that she just loves to feel her bones rattle.
Oh, I love
she
that.
Is.
That's awesome.
She sounds like a character out of Mad Max.
She also is a solves Rubik's Cubes and is a unicyclist and won a medal at an event which was like a long jump on a unicycle.
Fucking hell.
Where it's above a concrete skate park. So if you miss, you fall in a hole and hurt yourself. So everyone jumps sideways so that they don't hurt themselves as much. But she jumped straight on and was just like, fuck it. And won by like a meter and a half or something.
That's a tackler.
That is insane. Also, quick shout out, Montana Ham back this week, played footy, which was really good to see when it looked like a serious knee injury in round
one. Played well,
20 disposals. The leading possession getter for the Swans and the second highest possession getter in the game.
Far out.
She's very good.
Now, next game. If you barrack for the Carlton Football Club, I am so sorry.
You cursed him.
For the second week in a row, Carlton have participated in a draw.
Mission accomplished, Joe.
Yeah, I've destroyed the club from the inside.
Sheedy is sending you a check right now, I reckon.
Yeah, well, fucking hell. Carlton's last three results, they beat Essendon by a point.
Yep.
Drew with Port Adelaide and now have drawn with Freo.
And this is on the back of, in the AFLM, having their hearts ripped out at the end of the season as well.
And kicked 3-2-1 in the last quarter. So came home like a fucking train.
And this was the first, here's something of note that means nothing really. This was the first round where Essendon didn't score 3-2 in the last quarter. Rounds 1-3, Essendon kicked exactly 3-2 in every last quarter. This week, Carlton had a crack at it. Huge.
It's crazy.
Next game, Hawks.
Played not great.
Played like the Hawthorn Women's Football Club have been playing this season. Dogs ran over the top and are the...
Undefeated.
Undefeated. A second on the ladder without anyone really noticing.
We've noticed.
you're on notice, Bulldogs. We know. We've seen it. I will say too, Sunday, if Collingwood fans were like, it's all right, I'll watch my women's side and that'll make me feel better about losing by 1 point to Sydney and dropping out of the finals. Unfortunately for them, lost to Adelaide by 5 points.
Another nail biter, and the weather was dog shit. So hectic game.
Another classic Adelaide can't kick straight sort of effort.
Yeah, 2:42.
If they kick straight, it's over by halftime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, finally, well, not finally, finally for maybe my time on Earth.
Brave of you to be here.
Yes. So.
And me.
Sunday afternoon.
I feel like it's braver for you to be here.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I was being humble. Just trying to teach you the ultimate lesson.
All right. Actually, you know what? I need to peel back the curtain.
What?
Before we get into this game.
Yep.
Talking about learning the ultimate lesson.
Oh, yep. No.
Sean, in another group chat, Joel.
Yep.
The Scaredy Boys group chat.
That's a podcast, new episodes every Friday, and there's actually a live show coming up on Halloween.
That's correct. 31st of October at the Retreat Hotel. Skinny Boys times. Will be on stage. It's Halloween night.
Yeah, it will be Halloween night. Wear a costume or something. I don't know. Do it.
It's free. I believe that there's going to be another free event after it, so it's going to be a big night if you want it to be. I'll be there. On stage. You'll be on stage.
I'll be there.
Friend of the show and other host of Scaredy Boys episodes every Friday. Damo will be there. And this story is about Damo. Sean was talking about his road to inner peace in the group chat. And we're talking about getting a tattoo. What kind of, would you get a tattoo? And Sean's like, I think I get an inner peace tattoo. And you said you'd get a snow leopard.
True.
Because the snow leopard is one of your favorite books. It represents the quest for inner peace because the main character in the snow leopard, what does he want to do, Sean?
He wants to find a snow leopard.
And that's the only thing that'll give him inner peace, much like you saying that a premiership is the only thing that will give you inner peace, correct?
This is correct, yep.
What happens at the end of the snow leopard, Sean?
I don't want to spoil the book for people, Tom, so we can't really get to the point of this, so I'm sorry.
Spoilers.
Christ.
For the snow leopard.
Spoilers for the snow leopard.
Tom, this book came out in the 70s. You can't spoil it for people.
He does not find a snow leopard.
Mm.
But what does he get, Sean? Oh.
Killed.
No.
A wife?
You could say, Joel, that he finds a bit of peace.
He finds inner peace and he doesn't get what he wants. So Sean's talking this up and Damo goes, but Sean, maybe the true inner peace is that you get it regardless of, you can't attach it to finding something. It's about the other part of it. And Sean realized he had tricked himself into realizing what inner peace was. So a lot of lessons learned this week.
I will counter Damo and say that you tried this season to just find inner peace just by accepting that it's probably within you this whole time. Didn't work.
This is true. The search continues.
Yeah. You'll find it.
Yeah.
The snow leopard is out there.
I think Damo's right, and the snow leopard is right.
No.
I don't think, if I recall this conversation, I don't think Damo said anything.
You did it yourself.
That's right.
I just talked and talked and then went, wait, fuck.
And the snow leopard, like,
Snow yeah. Leopard was in you all along.
Damon would have come in and be like, I haven't even read the Snow Leopard.
I must say, I picked the book up last night. I was just flicking through it.
It's your favorite book, isn't it?
I've got much to ponder. Yeah.
Yeah. But what anyway, to think about?
Speaking of inner peace, the road for you is still bumpy as fuck, Joel.
Oh, yeah, it's fucked up. So, yeah, Essendon lost by 2 points. It's our second loss of the season and our second loss by 2 points or under.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thought maybe there was a chance that I could just have a team that doesn't make me want to die from excitement or stress. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The weather was horrific. The players started warming up. It just started pissing down. Stopped for a bit. Pissed down heaps more. Then for the last quarter, died down entirely. ETU Stadium, but that feels wrong. But there's a grandstand. I'm going to call it ETU Stadium.
Good boy.
That's what it's called, isn't it?
It's ETU Oval, yeah. I think.
Oh, okay.
It's not the Trevor Barker...
Great
storage beach stadium.
Which has like zero undercover, doesn't it?
No, it has one little bit. That little bit. That little canteeny looking area.
True.
Great prices at this ground, by the way.
Oh.
Four dim sims for $3.
Oh, you're getting one for free.
Yep. Three beers for $18.
Wow. Hey, that's pretty good.
You're getting one for free.
Yeah, well, if you based it on most footy ground ovals, then yes.
Yep.
Grab some badges and
$6 each.
Yes, $6 each.
Yeah. You're getting one for free.
I got three badges.
I saw you got a whoosh now.
I did.
Incredible.
Whoosh, Prosparkus.
Mm-hmm. And I got a story
Page.
About this. No, there was no Page badges.
Oh, it was sold out.
I don't know.
Page sold out.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Page Scott is either going to become the Dusty of AFLW or just be a violent player that never quite reaches those heights. There is no in between with her.
Mm.
A psycho. but I went with my stepdad and his neighbors, which are one of his friends and their two young daughters.
Who does he barrack for?
My stepdad barracks for Essendon. The neighbor barracks of Richmond. The neighbor's daughters started Richmond supporters this year. One of them has transitioned to Essendon and has a huge fascination with football to the point where she kicks the footy every single night and has decided she's playing for Essendon when she grows up.
That so is...
T-Seed. Wait, young or old?
She is 7.
Oh, okay, she's safe.
Underneath the 8 cutoff, yeah.
But I've never seen someone sit down at the footy and just be so transfixed. That's even awesome. During the warm-up, she was just... hyper-focused.
See, this is the thing, right? So you get all these dusty old fucks who seem to, like, seek out stories about women's football so they can be like, oh, is that the halftime? Is that the quarter-time score? Women's, right? I don't know what the fuck you clowns are doing.
Mm.
That's why it exists, cunts. It's not for you. It's for her.
Yeah.
That's the point. You see yourself doing a thing.
It's for me, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's for us too.
Yeah.
Like, it's for all of us. But you know what? You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. But she decided
firsthand myself on the weekend.
She
that's good stuff.
Mm.
8 is her favorite number, and she wasn't sure who number 8 for Essendon was, because again, she's only just decided she's back for Essendon for like 2 weeks, but she's also in that 2 weeks decided she's going to play for Essendon.
Yep.
She's got an Essendon teddy now as well, which she'd got before the game. Dad, who barracks for Richmond, was a bit like, it hurts because you got a lot of Richmond stuff, but I'll get you Essendon stuff.
Good.
Yeah. But yeah, so I bought badges before the game because I knew who I wanted. I wanted Press Barkas. I wanted Paige Scott, but there was no Paige Scott. I wanted Wooshner.
Great.
And I wanted Bonnie Toogood.
Yeah.
Oh.
But at halftime, my stepdad's neighbor and daughters went to get badges, and she came back with Georgia G. And I was like, oh, who'd you get? She's like, Georgia G. And I was like, love Georgia G. And she was like, yeah. And then her dad was like, yeah, she really wanted Bonnie Toogood, but they're sold out. And I was like, do you want to swap? And she was like, yes. And the dad was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah.
Joel.
Love Georgia G.
Joel Dusha.
So.
The producer.
In 10 producer years when goods. She's playing for Essendon. Sean. I'll have her badge too.
I can't believe that when you asked the question, how good's footy, Joel didn't open with that. Because if that is how good's footy distilled into a single incident.
Yeah.
Beautiful I can get stuff. A Bonnie Toogood badge next week.
You're a snow leopard, mate.
Sean's going to get a tattoo of you on him.
Just inner peace. I am the opposite of inner peace. It's not even a search for me. I just know it's not there.
There'll be a picture of Joel's face with like a speech bubble and just like caps lock, him screaming inner peace.
Well,
inner peace, cunt.
this game, unfortunately, Essendon lost by 2 points. It did end with Sarah Hosking with the ball, so it was pretty fitting to watch.
Yeah.
Like
your old favorite team, the Hoskings, but your new favorite team, Essendon.
Look, if someone was ever going to kill me in AFLW, why not a Hosking twin?
Mm.
Good stuff. Really good game. Really exciting. Essendon didn't give up, which was good to see, because it was a pretty low scoring game. And at points we were like 8 or 9 points down, which was a lot considering like the score rate.
Sure.
But yeah, Essendon came back. And honestly, if the game went for another couple of minutes, I reckon we probably would have won. But alas, we didn't, and that's okay. I still like the Hosking twins. Neither of them did anything too cunty to any Essendon players where they burnt that bridge.
They're a great team.
Yeah, the Hosking twins are a great team.
They're the best team in the AFL, the
Daisy Pierce.
Daisy Pierce is a great team. Yeah. Oh, and if the Press Barkas has played for the same team, that would be the best team in the across both boards.
I think the Sparks are a pretty good team as well.
Oh,
well, speaking of the Sparks.
It's fucking hell.
Sean.
Yes, I was down there. I finally got back to
Magic Time.
The greatest oval in Australia.
Whoa. There's some pretty tough competitors.
That's pretty big. Trevor Barker.
It beats it, honestly.
It beats it.
Yeah, it's just so because there's
no because magic happens there, Tom.
And you saw some magic.
And also, it's so out. I can see why it's such a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
Because it's out in the middle of, like, there aren't any buildings blocking the wind or anything. It's just a series of different sporting little ovals. Great venue. Bloody loved it.
I will also say, just quickly speaking about ground reports, ETU Oval, ETU Stadium, is pretty funny because the actual grass and ground is like meticulously kept. So the fact that the rest of it just
is great.
The actual ground itself is like beautiful, like the greenest grass. Lovely, but it's funny because everything around it just looks fucked.
Yeah. Magic Time. Melbourne kicked the first 3 goals.
Yeah. It was 3-1.
My brother was running a bit late. He came with his kid. I think for both of them, it was definitely for his kid, but I think for Daniel as well, it was their first W game.
Mm-hmm.
Great time to come.
Huge time.
They came.
Got to reverse the trend.
And then Stasevich flicked a switch. And Brisbane were like, all right, let's begin to play the game now.
Was the switch called Ellie Anderson?
She's just the most consistent person on that team. Week in, week out. She's just great.
She's unbelievable.
Like Batesy was a little down yesterday. Aura Dwyer didn't have as much of the footy, but Anderson, you can just rely on her every time.
That last quarter when you guys were pressing, you just annihilated them.
They just turned it on.
Yep.
We were standing on the half forward line for 3 quarters.
Yeah.
And then with a quarter to go, Brisbane were down by goal, but they were really in it. Like I think they probably should have already hit the front yet, but they couldn't quite get it there. And then we decided, let's go down behind the goals and behind Brisbane's kicking end. We went down there and I instantly realized, oh fuck, we're going to be on TV. And then Daniel's daughter started to lose their mind over that. Just got really pumped up about being on TV. And if you watch highlights of the fourth quarter, you'll see two guys standing, and in the middle is this little kid with a pink jacket just jumping up and down every time Brisbane kicked a goal. And they kicked three goals. Was it three or four goals?
I think it's four.
I think it was three. Three in the last quarter, and they're all fucking great goals.
A lot to jump up and down about.
I think the
Sean was the best one, the Dakota Davidson tap over the head.
That was huge. Ruby Spark, every week. I feel like she kicks a goal every week, and it's always just on the run. And she, I think I talked about this last week. When she runs, it looks like she's going to topple over because her speed, the velocity of the run is crazy. She was awesome. I think it just came down to Brisbane's pressure inside 50 was psycho. Yeah. Especially in the last quarter. It's just like Melbourne would have had a few inside 50s, but Brisbane got it and they just kept trapping it in. And it just kind of like, I don't even think I was nervous in the last quarter because it just seemed inevitable. It was just like, they're just fucking them up all over the ground. Daisy Pierce had to go back and try and defend. They kept her in the goal square too long during the game. My brother was like, Daisy Pierce is like their biggest weapon. Get her up there. I'm like, this is what she does now, though. She'll play a bit forward. If they start to lose, she'll go back. She's not the grunt in the middle. I've got other players who can do this now.
Yep.
But he was like, nah, get her in the action. And, it was too little too late. Brisbane were just too powerful.
Sean, I've got some stats for you.
I know you've got something that nearly would have blown my mind in half, don't you?
Oh,
yeah.
Kathy's fuck. Yeah. 11 touches, 10 tackles.
Look, it's close. I don't care. It's close enough.
What about Aula, 8 touches, 9 tackles?
Yeah, see, Aula's touches were down, but her pressure in the tackles was off the chain as well. Zimmy kicked a fucked goal. At one point, I think it was in the third quarter, Brisbane kicked a goal where I thought we were done dead holding the ball. And they didn't play it, and then we got the cheeky goal. And I messaged Gemma. Gemma was at the game as well. And I was like, that was really lucky. And her response was just like, it wasn't lucky. You should be winning this game. Like, she's just like, you're too good. Just win.
She brought up a crazy stat that when Melbourne came out and we're in front, she's like, don't worry, this is how Brisbane have played it. Brisbane are going to win. Like, she was so confident.
Yeah, I was explaining this to Daniel because he was like, oh, should we be worried here? And I'm kind of like, well, Stašević, not just him, his whole team and the players too, they have this sort of knack of like absorbing whatever a team's giving them in that first quarter and then just making the little tweaks that they need to make and then just overpowering them. And it looked like, and I don't know this for a fact, but it looked like Brisbane were just the fitter team.
Yeah.
Like they just ran and ran and ran. And when Melbourne kind of was getting tired and getting gassed in the fourth quarter, Brisbane just kept running and surging it forward, Hodder, and trapping it in the 50.
Hodder and Bodie, there were passages of play in that last quarter where they were at the half-back flank and then all of a sudden they're in the goal square.
Yeah, they're just elite, like honestly.
It's good stuff, man.
It's the team's pumping. Four wins on the trot. We've got Richmond next week, a game I believe we're going to.
Pre-grand final. Big day.
What time is that game?
It's an 11 o'clock game.
Okay, all right. Yep.
Beautiful,
juicy.
Very exciting.
Essendon's playing Collingwood Friday afternoon.
Where at?
AIA Oval Where or Centre. That? It's
That's the Collingwood.
Yeah.
Is that Vic Park?
No. Oh. That's the Collingwood
training
facility ground there.
What, is that like the Lexus Centre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Oval there.
Interesting.
Mm.
So
Jesus.
Yeah, it's free entry to that game. No tickets required. Why is that? I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know why it's there, but also I know why it's free entry because there's no way you could police where it is.
To play at a different ground? That's interesting.
They've played like one or two games there. They played a game there last season as well.
How come? But if that's the Collingwood training base.
Well, no, it's
how come they can't police getting in and out? That seems crazy.
There's
no gate there.
No.
So it's a public oval.
Yes. Collingwood use for their training. It was also open to the public when Collingwood aren't using it.
That's crazy. I thought they had the best facilities.
I think they do inside. I don't know. I've played netball on their indoor court.
Okay.
Good netball court?
It was an all right netball court, yeah. Well, we lost to Tennis Australia.
I had tickets when it was a ticketed event.
Did you get a refund?
It's a member ticket, so it was free.
Ah, of course.
I'll probably get down. I don't know what I'm doing now. Yeah. Because it is like 3 p.m. on a Friday.
Yeah.
And even though it is a public holiday, I work for a company that maybe it doesn't matter it's a public holiday. People need content.
Hey, I also work for a place where I do not get either public holiday. Because I don't know if you know, but it's a pretty big week in sport at the MCG.
I get them both. I'll take them.
Yeah, you should.
How good's your 3-day work week going?
Hey, Sean, you getting on the Hollywood Express on Thursday or Friday?
That's a big call. I've been wanting to do the Hollywood Express for a few weeks now. Content at the cinema at the moment, a little slim.
Drive.
I've seen most of the stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, finally, before we head off, if you're listening to this just as, we don't have time for emails, but I'm going to tell you why. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, there is an event at the Brunswick Ballroom tonight, Wednesday night. It is called For Your Jumper, where there is 18 bands, each band made up of just various musicians that bag for that club. I have been asked to be in the Essendon band. We are going to be performing the dumb. So the way it works is you perform a cover that you think represents your season and your club's theme song.
Yep.
Our set is going to be chaotic. We've never played together before. I've got to go now because it's our first and last band practice. But yeah, if you're free Wednesday night, come down, have a beer. I'll be there performing. And yeah, who knows how it's going to go.
What instrument do you play?
I think I'll be on vocals.
Oh, the dulcet tones.
Yeah, it's good to say I think, knowing that I'm recording this 2 days before we're performing. I don't actually know what I'm doing yet.
So funny if they like, so you play drums?
Well, I can sort of play drums, which means that I might end up being on drums.
That is... I learned so many new things about Dusha every day.
You know he's a singer.
I didn't know he could play drums.
Oh, I just assumed. I looked at him and went, this boy feels music.
This good boy feels like a drummer.
But it's a big week.
Can you play guitar?
I can't play guitar.
Well, I was wrong about that.
Can sort of play piano.
There we go.
I
knew that. Look at him.
I looked at him and I went, it's Elton fucking John. He's here right now.
Why aren't you playing at the Queen's funeral, mate?
Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Yeah, I picked this event instead.
Yeah. I was talking.
I would too.
I wish the Queen had theme music like wrestling and she could do an Undertaker at her own funeral.
Jesus.
Anyway, how good would that be?
Out of the coffin.
Tom.
Kill Charles.
Yeah.
Tom, I really got to go, so you got to shut the
all
fuck
right,
up.
Sorry, all right,
but if you want to send us an email, and I promise you, even though we're not reading them out loud on the show, we are reading them privately, sharing them around. So please keep them rolling in.
Let's pump some out next week.
Oh, yeah. We're going to only gonna have one big game to talk about and then 9 other slightly less big games, but probably still exciting.
Yep.
So you can email us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty, or you can find us individually. I'm at douche13.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm at awkward trade, hashtag grind for Norm.
Oh!
Tip?
Sydney.
Tip?
Geelong.
Football.
Oh! See you at the grand final.
Friendship.
Oh! Well, we'll see.
That's true.
Even if I barrack for Sydney?
Yeah.
Well, imagine if Sydney win by 10 goals and I'm just not grateful about it.
Going for Sydney? You'll never be a son.
It's all right. I got a dad that barracks for Sydney. He'll be very proud of me.
Could have another dad.
Fuck.
Then you'd have three dads this year.
Yeah, I'm fucking drowning in dads. Wait till my mum meets Mitch. Go footy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.